Hey, good morning. Today is the 5th of December. Welcome to the Yuga Mind Trend Show. Today I'm going to be talking about something that is very contagious in society today, and I'm going to be talking about feminism. Now, I so much, sometimes get confused when I see society, when I see corporates, when I see institutions falling apart as a result of the feminism movement. So I want to shed a little bit of light on actually some of the things I've read about these movements from way back when they started and what exactly has changed. But of course, I don't want you to get offended by this message. I just want someone out there to be able to understand, to differentiate between what feminism means and what feminism does not mean. But of course, the terms feminism has lately caused many debates as to whether it is a good thing or a bad thing. But I think after listening to this conversation, you will be able to understand if it is good or bad. First things first, the feminism that I want to describe does not describe or does not mean any of the following. Feminism does not mean hatred towards men. Feminism does not mean discrimination against men. Feminism does not mean promotion of women's priority. Feminism does not exactly mean lesbianism. So what is feminism all about? Of course, the history of feminism is chronological, and of course it has come in phases. If you talk about the first wave, that's the time when the women activists and human rights activists wanted actually to create focus on overturning the legal inequalities, particularly women's suffrage or the rights to vote and participate in political elections. So that was the first wave of feminism, and of course that took place in between the 20th century, 19th and early 20th century. And of course the second wave of feminism was between 1960s to 1980s, broadened the debate to include cultural inequalities, gender norms and role of women in society. This was aimed at eliminating inequalities that portrayed women as a weaker sex in society, and that was between the 1960s and 1980s. Now, the challenge comes with the third wave of feminism, where some of the failures from the first two phases actually want to be addressed by the modern activists and modern feminism advocates. And this is where the challenge comes from now. It has faced another challenge of many people that are hiding behind feminism to, carry out other campaigns like, gay activists. Say, for example, many people mistaking feminism for being lesbianism, and that all those that take place in for activities and everything related to feminism is a lesbian. I think that is one of the biggest misconceptions. But of course, before we go off, I would like to also let you know about the very, very strong misconceptions people have about feminism. One of them is feminism is a way to liberate women at the expense of men. That is a misconception. And the other is only women can be feminists. That is also a misconception. And the other is all feminists are lesbians. That's also a very, very big misconception. The fourth one is, if you're a feminist, you cannot be religious. I think that is also a very, very, very big misconception. But of course, in my conclusion, I have a young sister. Actually, the reason I'm doing this story is because I talked to my young sister, and she was telling me of how many of her friends have been confused around at university, and they've been asked to become feminists, who actually have been defined as people that hate men, which is not true. But I also disliked my sister to become a person that will create hatred in society, simply because she did not understand the genesis of the feminism movement. So with this message, I'm not hating on anyone. I'm just trying to draw a light so that people understand what exactly feminism stands for and why they should support the feminism movement, for those that understand it, and why people should not actually be disguising behind feminism to do other things. I thank you so much, guys, for listening into the Yuga Mind Trend Show, and I'll be looking forward to listening to all your opinions. Feel free to call in. I'll be looking forward to sharing with you. Have a great Tuesday, and God bless you. See you next time.